Welcome to the Deep Connections Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Alcala, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you your daily dose of morning inspiration and motivation. I'm also a spiritualist here to help you raise your vibrations and dive deep into your healing journey. This podcast has a wide range of topics from spirituality, relationships, metaphysical, self-help, shadow work, manifestation, life coaching, and more. So if this sounds interesting to you, then stick around and have a listen. So let's dive into today. Today is part 6 of the 24-part series Abundance Blocks. And so today's abundance block is fear of success. Now, if you're just stopping in for the first time, you're listening to this for the first time, I do highly recommend that you go back and listen to the first 5 parts in order so we can really move through all of these abundance blocks. Now, to get started, what are abundance blocks? Abundance blocks are anything and everything that keeps us from living in our most abundant, prosperous, happy, and fulfilled timeline. And so for today, it is fear of success. And so going down the list, tomorrow, fear of rejection. Then we have fear of numbers, clearing indecision, clearing stuckness, clearing values, getting clear on your future, clearing clutter, clearing family blocks, clearing blame, discovering the ultimate you, discovering your ultimate self, turning blocks into profit, clearing self-sabotage, clearing lack of self-worth, clearing financial messes, clearing financial illusions, fear of scarcity, and then welcoming abundance. So we are going to go ahead and get started with today, number 6, fear of success. So what is fear of success? Fear of success comes in many forms. We might fear success because we think we will lose what we currently have. This includes anything from our relationships to our jobs, to our home, to our family, friends, etc. Even if the things we have don't bring us happiness, we can fear success. Sometimes we fear success because we like the idea of something more than we actually like obtaining it. We might fear that it's too hard to grow or too much work and effort. So starting out, when it comes to success, success means something different to everyone. So starting out, you're going to want to define what success actually means and looks like to you. Okay, so success for someone's success could be, you know, $1 million, but someone else's success could be, working out for the day, or it could be something so small. So what happens is when we are desiring and wanting success where we currently are, you might be minimizing your previous successes or your previous accomplishments. So what we want to do is we want to start by defining what success means to us, and then going back and looking at all of the achievements that you've already achieved, because you have achieved so many things and you are successful in so many areas. Success is not just defined to, you know, a promotion at work. You are a success just by existing. You are a success by just living in this life that we live. And so we're looking at our mindset here, where you can shift your mindset by just deciding that you are already successful. I am success. That's it. You don't have to say anything else. I am success. When you can embody that, because it's a form of our identity. Okay. When you embody that you are a success, you'll start seeing success everywhere you go because you are success. Okay. So we might fear success because we think we will lose what we currently have, right? Especially when it comes to money. We could think we might have a belief system of more money, more problems. And we might want to go within that belief system, because as you grow, as you achieve more, the obstacles that you face are going to be different each time you level up, each time you have growth in your life, each change that you have. That doesn't necessarily mean more problems. It just means a different thing is happening in your reality. It doesn't have to be so hard or so stressful, or just like the problems that come with having the problems you think come with having success. what you think about success is fed to us by our society and by the things that we watch, or maybe by watching other people. And those problems might not actually be true to size. So we're already prejudging with those belief systems, okay? You might think that you'll lose out on relationships or jobs or friends, etc. As we grow, natural growth in our life, loss of relationships happen, loss of careers happen, you know, big moves happen. You can't be afraid to take a leap of faith on something that you know is going to elevate you based on what someone else thinks, okay? I mentioned in the previous episode, I had this problem before where my husband and I wanted to move cities, and we had a friendship circle of like 5 people. All of them were telling us, no, don't go, don't leave. You know, we really got peer pressured, and within 3 months, we had none of that friendship group. So don't hold yourself back from achieving what you know you can achieve based on what other people think. This includes your family, your friends, your job, your bosses, anything of the sort, okay? You might fear success because, you know, even though you're not happy with where you currently are, it's safe and comfortable for you. Okay, and the thought of achieving more or holding more, it bugs out your nervous system and it tells you it's not safe. So we have to go within our belief system, our mindset, our feelings, and our body to figure out, why is it not safe for me to have this success? What beliefs do I have around success that tells me that it's not safe? Okay, so you could feel that you like the idea of it more than you actually like obtaining it. That's very common in the day and age of technology, where things are put in front of our faces and glamorized and romanticized, and it looks better than, not that it actually is, but these people and these influencers and TVs and movies and all that stuff, they either glamorize it or romanticize it. They make it look easy. And then when it comes down to actually pursuing that level of success, if you romanticize it too much, you're going to be in a position where you're not prepared to even tackle those issues. So you've got to align with the necessary steps and the necessary decisions and a series of choices that you make that say, okay, this is what I'm doing to go and achieve this level of success, or go to the next level in my business, or make more money, or up level my relationship, or move to a bigger city, or have a bigger house, whatever it is for you. Okay, so if you are romanticizing it and you're looking at other influencers and you're wishing that you had what they had, understand that they made a series of decisions to get there. They didn't just wake up and then suddenly that was their life. They, you know, put in the time and the effort, and they're showcasing what their life looks like. That makes us glamorize it, right? Okay, weigh the pros and cons of your choices, of course. Okay, let's see. We need to be able to look at our lives objectively. Okay, fear of success is part of struggle mindset. Some of you believe that you have to struggle. Now, if you have this belief, I want you to ask yourself, do you believe that you have to struggle? That your success is not worth it if you didn't fight tooth and nail to get there? Or do you believe that some people are just naturally more lucky than you? Or do you believe that some people just naturally have success and you're just not one of those people and it's not possible for you? You've got to look at your struggle mindset. You've got to look at your self-worth. You've got to shift your identity and your mindset of, I am success. When we are watching other people have success, you might feel that people are taking from you, okay? But that is simply not the case. That's never been the case, because your opportunities and your blessings are yours, and their opportunities and blessings are theirs. God is not doing that, where he's giving opportunities to someone else and then taking it from someone else. That's just not a thing, okay? So you've got to focus on your own blessings, your own opportunities, your own like skills and talents that you need to dive deep into, and allow those things to come out and breathe and flow and put life, you know, into society and the universe. So if you have kind of similar mindsets where someone's someone else's success somehow diminishes yours. That's simply not true. You need to dive into those belief systems and ask yourself, why do you believe that? Why do you believe that just because they've been in the big business longer than you, that they're going to get everything and you're going to get nothing? Because that is not true. Okay. Struggle mindset. Okay. It's time that you clear the struggle mindset and realize that life is supposed to be easy. Life is supposed to be flow. Even when it's challenging, it's flow. It's not supposed to be hard or a challenge. Okay. What are you doing in your life that, ask yourself, what are you doing in your life to make it harder on yourself? Okay. Are you taking the hard way? Would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? Right. Like some of us really would rather like prove points all over the place and say, see, I knew that I was never going to be a success because look at what they got and how come I didn't get it. And maybe that's just for them and maybe that's not for me and I can never. That's your belief system and your nervous system getting whacked out because it doesn't feel safe to achieve this fear of, you know, to achieve and go beyond what is actually possible for you. Okay. Take the easy way in the path of least resistance. I want you to take inventory of all the ways that you want to grow and expand your life to be more beautiful or fun, intimate, joyous experience, and ask yourself, really dig deep, what is stopping you from achieving this level of success? What would you, if you already had this success, and this is how manifestation works, is you go to the end goal, okay? You go to the end goal. Let's say your end goal success to you would be like 1 million followers on TikTok or something, right? You go to that end goal and you ask yourself, what would it feel like to have that? Who would I need to be? The person who has 1 million followers right now, that version of you, one already exists, okay? But also is a completely different version of you right now. They're doing a series of completely different choices. They're thinking differently. They're showing up differently. They're acting in a way as if they already have it. Once you have that vision of what your success looks like, whether it's owning a home, whether it's having more money or that relationship, put yourself in the end goal and work backwards. What would you be thinking if you already had that? What would you be thinking? What would you be doing? How would you be acting? How would you feel? And make those series of decisions consciously every single day, you know, navigating through all of that to get there. Be the end result. Shift your identity so that way you are that person who already has that success. Okay? So that is the fear of success abundance blocks. That's number 6 in the series. And so tomorrow, number 7 in the series is going to be fear of rejection. So you can find me on TikTok where I do tarot and spiritual readings. That is the White Lotus 777. And then come join the Lotus Patreon community. That is the White Lotus on Patreon. And of course, I will see you in tomorrow's episode.